I was so opposed to cigarette smoking when I was in my practice when I was much younger and less wiser, I'd like to say. I would refuse to treat people who would not stop smoking. That's how adamant I was on the subject. And so I've come a long way since then, and I think it's a very, very important subject from many standpoints, not
right.
just from the standpoint of health, but the standpoint of control and the social hysteria that's going on. It's not only swept the United States, it's swept the world. You go to places Panama, for instance, where anything goes, so to speak. It's a kind of wild and woolly place in a sense, and, you know, people do whatever they please as long as you're not bothering anybody else. But now they just passed a law here that you cannot have smoking in a restaurant unless you have a completely enclosed room for the smokers. And this is an amazing transformation in a country where 3 years ago no one paid any attention to you where you smoked.
Well, then doesn't that prove then that globally it doesn't matter where you are, but the doctors just agree that that you really shouldn't be smoking, and especially non-smokers shouldn't be around anybody else who is smoking. I mean, you say, well, the smokers are going to do that to their own bodies, but nobody else should have to endure it. That there could be no health benefit to secondhand smoke.
Yeah, well, this is the key to the argument, the secondhand smoke, sidestream smoke, whatever you want to call it. And this is the key thing that revolutionized this social revolution, which is what it is. And the whole thing is based on that supposition. But if you look at the studies, you find out that it's absolutely outrageous. There is no good scientific evidence that there's anything such thing as side stream smoke when it comes to smoke getting into your lungs. It just doesn't happen. I've got many, many studies that show this.
Okay.
It's absurd to think that someone smoking, sitting next to someone who's smoking, is going to get cancer in the lung when most people who smoke directly don't get cancer of the lung.
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Most people who smoke don't get cancer of the lung. What are the statistics on that?
Well, I don't know the exact statistics about because many people die of multiple diseases, and maybe it's a cofactor or something or other, but it's not like people think that if you smoke 2 packs a day or 3 packs a day, you're going to get cancer. There's certainly a chance that you will. I'm not suggesting that people smoke that much, you know. There's a limit, and I try to put the point across that I'm not a fanatic in that I think that you can smoke all you want and you're not going to have any consequences from it. It's just a question. The dose, the poison is the dose. The dose is the poison. Anything's poisonous if you get too much of it.
Okay.
And that's a scientific, truism.
All right, well, let's explore that a little bit more, because, I mean, I know that that's something which you get at in your book a lot, is that there are places where people smoke more, but they are healthier and they live longer than in the United States. Can you give some examples of that?
Well, Greece is one of the good examples. They smoke like crazy over there, and they have a very long lifespan, and Japan is another. There's no correlation in these various countries between smoking and the life expectancy. There's no correlation at all. But there does seem to be a tendency for those who smoke a lot to live longer. I'm not saying that's an absolute truth in every case. But
explain that. Explain there are, for people who smoke, they live longer?
Well, statistically. Now, you remember, we're always talking statistics on this subject. And I'll be the first to admit that statistics don't prove anything. One of our big problems is the statisticians who call themselves epidemiologists, they're bean counters. They aren't doctors who practice medicine. Most of them aren't even MDs. They're PhDs. They do these statistical studies, and then they apply them to human beings in real life. And they're simply not valid. That just isn't valid at all. But they'll come up with a study that says, well, you know, we found that people who smoke are more likely to have cancer of the prostate. Well, you look at the studies, and it's asinine. It doesn't show any such thing. The degree of obfuscation and confusion in this field of epidemiology, mostly from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Association, is outrageous.
All right, so what is it, then, that kills these people? If it's not the smoking, then what?
Well, the simple answer to that is we don't know what causes cancer of anything, including the lung. We just simply don't know. People think we as doctors know more than we do, but we do not know the cause of cancer.
But I mean, hasn't it been proven already that in states where they have had these, fairly draconian bans on smoking, making it even, hard to smoke in your own home in some cases, that in those states, haven't the health statistics already improved?
Well, you can't believe the statistics half the time. That's what I'm saying. Epidemiologists can always stretch the point, and I don't think they're reliable. And I don't think there's been enough time. It'll take another generation before anyone. In fact, I was just writing that up in my newsletter the other day that we'll see maybe 10 years from now whether smoking has decreased or has it increased. We don't really know. And it was very interesting. Doctor who was treating Steve Reeves' wife, Mrs. Reeves, I forget her first name.
Christopher Reeve, you mean the actor?
Yeah, excuse me, Christopher Reeve. Yeah.
Right.
His wife has cancer of the lung, and he made the comment. Didn't make a big splash in the press. He made the comment that we're seeing an increase in cancer of the lung among women over 51 years of age who have never smoked, and we're looking into that.
Right. I mean,
that's a sensational statement,
It's been a big story here, actually, in the United States. In a way, I mean, there have been more and more reports on this. There was a local news report here, and actually I have a neighbor whom I adored who never smoked in her life, was never around smoking, was in a smoke-free office, and developed lung cancer in a very aggressive form of that at that, and was dead within a couple of years. And so there have been many reports about this story, about women, non-smoking women, getting lung cancer. Now, in the case of Christopher Reeve's widow, the thought was that she spent a lot of time as a cabaret singer in smoky nightclubs, and that's chances are where she picked it up.
Well, there are a lot of people singing cabarets and smoking, but if someone dies of cancer of the lung and they can't prove that they smoked, they'll think of something, and it's been so blown out of proportion.